Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. It's Monday night. Sometimes you click on the wrong song, Will. And this is what happens.
I was going to say, what the heck is this?
It's supposed to be Tupac. I don't know what happened.
Who is it?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you. I mean, the song I had chosen probably gets us fired anyway.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
It's just all the N-word.
Oh, yeah. Basically. You can't do that. That's a good thing.
I was just going to take a gamble, roll the dice on it, you know, and see what people said.
Right.
Yeah. I think I made the right decision.
I think so.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Oh, by the way, I gave all Will's social media stuff out, and I forgot mine earlier. Somebody DM'd me to let me know that. They're like, hey, great job promoting Will. You forgot about yours. I'm like, you know mine. You're DMing me. Johnny B. Tampa on pretty much everything. Instagram, TikTok, all that jive. The only one that's different is Twitter, which is still Johnny B. Comedy, and for the time being, still a blue check legacy, baby. I guess it was an April Fool's joke. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that there's something with the code that they can't just take it away. They have to, like, individually remove them.
Oh, God.
So, I don't know. I don't know what Elon's plan is with that.
So, it's going to be like Avengers Endgame or whatever, like, to see when Thanos snaps how many of us are gone every day or something?
Essentially, yeah.
All right, we'll see. Well, good luck. Whatever. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Also, JohnnyBComedy.com has links to all my social media and my comedy calendar. And I keep on adding dates to that bitch. Lots of shows coming up. End of April, it starts picking up for me again, where I'll be at Finley's Irish Pub again for just a ridiculous lineup of all headliners for their 69th comedy show.
69.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
Kieran, the guy that puts together the shows there, he was very happy about the 69th. He's apparently 14 years old at heart like me. He's like, guess what, Johnny? 69 show, and I want you to close it out. And I'm like, cool, man. Then he told me the lineup, and I'm like, Jesus, you know what I mean? I got to follow Mike Rivera and Kyle Ruse and all these guys. I'm like, all right, great. Perfect, you know? So it's going to be an awesome lineup. And then I'll be out in Port Charlotte the night after on the 23rd for Joey G's birthday comedy bash with Michael Murillo and a bunch of folks going down to Port Charlotte with me there. So lots of shows coming up. Side Splitters at the end of the month for the Dirty Show 5.0, a 10:30 p.m. Saturday show at Side Splitters, Tampa, and Carrollwood out there. And it's going to be the filthy, filthy, dirtiest comedy. That's on the 29th. So go to my website. Get all the dates, baby. I got new merch. I'm ordering. It's tremendous. Probably the best merch you'll ever see. You want to get it. Way better than the other guy. I'm just saying. It's good merch. I won't be in jail. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, man. Did I make you mad?
No.
Why did you hang up on me, man?
Well, Fritz, I don't know if you heard, but I mean, you're saying, like, you don't know if we care about you and your surgery. We acknowledged it many weeks ago. We're very happy for you. I don't understand where this is coming from.
I don't really care about that. It's like I want somebody to talk to and say, hey.
You drinking tonight more than usual?
Oh, no. I've had my few Busch Lights on the porch.
Why are you such a sad sap?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I'm a little depressed.
Well, stop it. What's wrong?
But I'll get over it.
Okay, well, what's wrong?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I saw somebody the other day.
Hey, question, and it's sort of related to what you're going through. When you poop, okay. When you poo-poo and you wipe your butt, do you stay? Are you sitting down, or do you stand up to wipe your butt?
Stand up, bro.
Oh, my God. You savage. Will, how do you do it?
Well, I guess, are we getting into it now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I have a very... Okay. Sorry, Fritz. Go ahead. Don't want to step on Fritz.
You know, how can you wipe your butt when you're sitting down?
Because you're...
Good question.
Very easily. I'll explain why I do it that way and why I think normal people do it that way after Will tells us how he does it.
Okay, well, much like Fritz, I go with the stand. I like to... While the process is actually happening, what I do, I know the part two of the question was if you ball it up or you fold
the paper. Yeah,
yeah. While the process is happening, I do the fold.
Yes,
and I have about 6-7 you know, folds that I use.
Yeah, because you save money on paper that way. You wipe, fold.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
And that way you know time. Too, save a little bit of time. So that's my process. Then I do the old standarooski. Sometimes I'll even put my foot up on the toilet bowl.
Oh my god, you Captain Morgan it?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
really get in
there.
Dude. I like to be clean. I like to be really clean.
I don't want my sack just swinging around, pendulum him all over the place while I'm doing that.
I just feel like I can't get clean if I were to sit and do the what do you call it, the bunch.
I'm trying to wipe my butt and my balls look like a fat kid on a tire swing. I don't want that.
That's fine.
Yeah, what do you do? Go from back to front or front to back? I mean,
I think I go more side. I think I start at the left side and then kind of pull it back. Maybe then
side.
You kind of scoop around.
Jesus,
and
Will.
And go from right to left to kind of balance it out.
No, no good, bro.
Yeah.
No
well, it works for me.
All right, Fritz. Well, pick your head up, little soldier. Everything's fine. You got beer. You got a place to live. It could be worse. And you got one eye working. You're like wallflowers. You got one headlight.
I must say, I saw Double H the other day.
Screw that bitch.
I do.
Ugh. All right. Sorry.
I'm so in love.
Oh, wow.
I'm a pussy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a pussy.
See, you know your own problem, buddy.
Yeah. I'm a pussy.
Well, get out of it. Stop it. Stop being a pussy, okay? You don't want people looking at you like, you know?
It's not like I even know anybody else anyway, so.
Oh, God, you're all depressing right,
well,
me.
Hey.
Ugh.
Oh, shut up.
Ugh. God, dude.
Sad Sackaroonie tonight. Old Fritzy boy.
No offense, Fritz, and this goes to everybody. Don't call into this show with pity parties. You know what I mean? Like, look, life sucks sometimes for everybody. It really does. But... unless you're on the street, if you're in real dire straits, you know, then you got a reason to complain. But I'm sorry, Fritz, you're doing better than a lot of people right now. Yeah, you got
not many.
I know.
But some.
But come on, man. You know, just you got to look at the positives. You know, you got to look at your Busch Light can half full sometimes and not half empty, even though they're all empty.
You know, even though they're all empty.
You know what I mean? Fritz, ask yourself.
Why are you gay?
You know?
Oh, my God.